Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2028, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Oh, and I've got some great news. We're now giving away an Optimal Living Daily workbook to you, free of charge, if you send in a relevant question. So be sure to send one in before we run out. We can only do this, though, if your address is in the U.S. for now. And we apologize for that. But if you're living outside of the US, we are happy to send a digital version of the workbook. Oh, hey, and it's the first Q&A episode of the month, so I have to remind myself that once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, I mention a bit about my background and my credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And given this is the first Q&A of the month, it's time. Now, I've always been obsessed with Batman. But I wasn't always interested in nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness, you know, all the stuff I talk about on this podcast. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was at that time that I decided to focus my attention on helping others. I didn't want anyone else to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. But in order to do that, in order to help others, I wanted to have some credibility. This is not meant to be a humble brag, I promise, but instead, gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. Now, to really cover all of my bases because I'm a baseball fan, huh? Get it? All right. I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. Now, I've been teaching in higher education for over 14 years, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the stuff I discuss on this podcast. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. Oh, and if you're wondering why I call myself Dr. Neil most of the time, it's because I found that most of my students don't know how to pronounce my last name properly. It's always like, Dr. Neil, So I just say, just stop right there. Dr. Neil's fine. So with that, let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life. Now, what's interesting about today's question actually is that it came from my Lyft driver. Now, I don't know what it is, but whenever I meet someone and spend enough time with them, at some point, they end up asking me questions about health or nutrition. Now, I swear, I don't introduce myself to everyone as Dr. Neil, and I definitely don't share all the details about my background and credentials like I just did with you. But somehow, topics of health and nutrition come up. I must just have that look. I don't know what it is. I was heading to the airport, so I was wearing casual clothes. I'm not wearing a suit and a tie or my lab coat. Maybe I should feel flattered that people ask me these types of questions even though they don't know my background or credentials. Anywho, during this hour and a half ride to LAX, my Lyft driver was talking about how a physician was silenced after they supposedly found a treatment for cancer. Okay, I played along and said, oh yeah, what was this treatment? My driver said that it was this mixture of certain plants and herbs that this doctor found in the jungle. He asked me if I knew about this. I said I didn't, so he gave me the name of this supposed cancer treatment. I made a note of it and reminded myself to look it up when I got back from my trip. When I got home after my trip, I found this doctor and the treatment they claimed cured cancer. Well, first of all, the doctor really wasn't an actual doctor. They didn't have a medical degree or any other doctoral degree. In fact, at one point, this individual was sued for practicing medicine without a license. I thought, okay, not a great start, but let me see if there's any potential merit to this cancer treatment. Well, it turns out this doctor was promoting a form of what we now call an alkaline diet. So here's the general idea. In order to prevent many chronic diseases or even treat some of these diseases, you need to keep the acidity of your body to a minimum. The opposite of an acidic environment is what's called an alkaline environment, hence the alkaline diet. So, the belief is that you need to keep your body in a slightly alkaline state. Why might our bodies be in an acidic state to begin with? Well, those that swear by this thinking say that our modern diets are causing our bodies to be more acidic. And again, it's believed this acidity is causing chronic diseases like cancer and even some forms of cardiovascular disease. So the next logical step, according to this theory, is that we need to make the body more alkaline. How do we do that? Well, if the body can become more acidic because of our diets, then it would make sense that we can make the body more alkaline through diet too, right? Well, that's exactly what supporters of this theory believe. So this, again, quote-unquote doctor, put people on an alkaline diet. Sometimes it's referred to an acid ash diet. The theory, again, is if you want to make your body more alkaline and less acidic, eat, get this, more fruits and vegetables and less protein. It's believed you should also drink more alkaline water. Again, by doing this, the belief is that you'll reduce your risk for chronic disease. I'm not a fan of stating opinions as facts. I like to see whether any actual studies were published that looked at the connection between an acidic body versus an alkaline body and disease risk, because maybe they're onto something. Maybe there is some truth to this. Well, luckily, a meta-analysis was published that tried to answer whether an alkaline diet helps prevent cancer or any other chronic disease, or could be used as a treatment. I love looking at meta-analyses because they're a study of already published studies, meaning the researchers look at a bunch of already published studies and do a separate analysis on the findings from these already published studies. Either way, a meta-analysis is considered the gold standard in research. Here's what the authors of this meta-analysis found. They could not find any studies that look at whether an alkaline diet or drinking alkaline water has a role in the prevention or treatment of cancer. Now, there is something else we need to consider. Is there any potential harm in following an alkaline diet? Well, again, let's think about what the diet's promoting. More fruit and vegetable consumption. Couldn't most of us benefit from consuming more fruits and vegetables? Yeah, probably. So, even if we disregard the whole acid-alkaline argument, consuming more fruits and vegetables is unlikely to cause us harm. Well, what about drinking alkaline water? Drinking alkaline water is also unlikely to harm. The exception would be someone with a history of kidney stones or kidney disease, though. And I should mention that it may hurt your pocketbook. Alkaline water isn't cheap. But overall, if you want to eat more fruits and vegetables, yeah, in general, that'll probably lower your risk for most chronic diseases. But focusing on making your body more alkaline or less acidic, I wouldn't stress about it. All right, so I guess I should thank my Lyft driver for asking me about this. Now, if you want to get your hands on our Optimal Living Daily Workbook and have your question answered right here on the show, send one in. You can email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. If you want to send in an audio question, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is country code 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. And that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.